One of the reasons I like the tree down, you see them in all neighborhoods, all socioeconomic class neighborhoods. Coral Gables is one of the best spots. They had a man who really promoted the trees there back in the 30s, and they planted many of them.
And how many of these trees are there in South Florida? Is there any census?
We don't have an actual count, but it's widely believed that we have more poinsettias in our area than anywhere else in the world. They're a pan-tropical tree that comes from Madagascar, an island off the east coast of Africa. And then they were distributed, I don't know the exact story of how, but I might mention that the oldest documented tree we have is the one at the Kampong, the former home of Dr. and Mrs. Fairchild.
How old is that?
It was planted in 1917, so 102 years.
A cool historical fact you mentioned to my producer was that years ago when air conditioning didn't exist, these plants had a different purpose.
Well, they were naturally a way of controlling your climate at your house. Before the days of air conditioners, poinsettias were planted by early settlers not only for their beauty but because they're deciduous. That means in the wintertime they would drop their leaves, let the sun shine in to warm your home. Then in the summer when the blazing sun is out and the heat index goes to the roof, they give a lot of shade.
Flash forward, we have air conditioning now in 2019, thank goodness. But we are talking about climate in a different context in terms of saving energy, combating climate change. Would these trees help control the climate and maybe reduce people's energy levels? Is this something that you're encouraging people to do, to plant more of these trees?
Absolutely. All trees will help do that. I mean, urban areas are famously known as heat islands because they produce much more heat than rural areas. So the need for trees in urban areas is even greater than other areas. So we should be planting trees that have wide canopies that cover our streets, shade our houses.
So Steve, let's get to the festival. This is the 82nd year, is that right?
Yes, it's the oldest continuously running festival in Dade County.
Some of my coworkers make fun of me because I'm a tree guy and I do some stories about trees, but I love them. It's one of the best things about living here. If I buy a house and I'm a homeowner and I want to plant one, what advice would you have to someone who wants to put one of these in the ground?
I would start with a young seedling. I think you'll get a healthier tree in the long run if you start with a small tree, properly plant it, care for it in the initial stages, and then leave it alone. One of the things that I get questions about is why my poinsettia doesn't bloom. And the first question I ask is, well, do you water the tree? And people proudly say, yes, I water it, you know, every day or once a week. And I say, aha, that's the problem. These trees evolved in Madagascar. They are, you know, go through extreme wet periods, then extreme dry periods. And that's why they're so suited to Miami. They're thriving on benign neglect.